you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin a new message titled, Five Keys to Unleashing Success in Your Life.
Galatians 3:13 and 14 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come upon us. Yes. John 10:10 says, verse B, the second half says, Jesus came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
The Amplified says in the same verse, Jesus came that you may have and enjoy your life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. God wants you to have an abundant life. And Joshua 1:8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Following the word of God, following the laws of God, following the statutes and commandments of God. If you would do those, you will have good success. It's the will of God that you succeed. It's the will of God that you have abundant life. Let's bow our head in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for your word today, Lord. We thank you for the Spirit of God has always been alive in this place, Father. We thank you that you minister unto us and you help us to grow and develop in the things of God. We thank you, Father, that as we yield to the Holy Spirit now to encourage, to challenge, to build up your people, Father, the Holy Spirit, our helper, is helping us to understand, is helping me to articulate, Father, what you want done. I thank you that no person here today will leave unchanged, Father, but let the word of God stir them up on the inside. Let this be a beginning, a catalyst, a launching point for so many people to go further in God and to move up higher, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I want to motivate you. I want to encourage you. I want you to make a decision today to move up higher and higher and higher in God for the rest of your life. It's a decision you have to make. I can't make it for you. You have to decide to move up higher in God. No one can drag you up higher. No one can make your decision for you. You have to make the decision. I don't care how young you are or who you are. All of us can go up higher, including me. Now, I want you to close your eyes again. I want to paint a picture for you. I want you to use your imagination. I want you to see this image and imagine waves, big blue waves off the coast of Hawaii, one after the other. Big waves. Now, I want you to imagine that life is an endless series of big blue waves. And you look out and you still see those waves. They're just rolling off the coast in the sunshine of Hawaii. Now, I want you to look on top of the wave and see a surfer. Now, wave is representing life, and this guy's just riding. He's on top of the wave. You see the white crest on top of the wave, one after the other. This guy's smiling. This guy's hanging 10. It's not a problem. This is the best thing ever happened to him. He's out riding the waves. Just riding the waves. Now I want you to keep that picture, that guy up there. He's smiling, he's grinning, he's riding the waves. He's having the time of his life. Everything is awesome. But now I want you to look down into the wave and I want you to see people. You see people tumbling, see people flipping over and over. Imagine looking in a washing machine or dryer and you see the clothes flipping, but it's people. They're under the water. This guy's on top of the wave just surfing and these people are just tumbling. Wherever the wave goes, there they go. They got no control over it all. They're just tossed to and fro, around and around, in and out of the waves uncontrollably. They're not having a good time at all. Occasionally, one of them, you see him poke his head up to grab a breath, only to be swept back under the next rolling wave. Now look back at the guy on top of the wave. He's still smiling, having the time of his life. He's far removed from the fate that many of those tossed uncontrollably are dealing with. Both the surfer and the people who are beneath the waves notice a fact that they have the same wave, the same exact wave representing life. But the guy on top, the surfer dude, he decided to make a commitment and learn to surf so he could enjoy the wave. You see him up there riding a wave. He's having a great time. Other people in the same wave flipped and tossed and barely able to get a breath. But that guy, the difference between them is he decided to educate himself and make a commitment to learn to surf. Now, the others are just going along for the ride, wherever the wave goes, just sitting there wondering, who put so much water in the ocean? And why did they put it there? Now, in this illustration, you look and you say, well, you know, Pastor Cook, I might be a little bit more like those people flipping around in the wave than I want to be. You might be the person who says, since I graduated high school and I had all these dreams and visions of what I would be, yeah, I'm not even there. I'm not even half of that. But that's all right. We're going to teach you today 5 keys to unleash success in your life. The boy who's on top of the wave, just smiling and grinning, he's riding the same wave, but he's riding on top of it. He's going through easily. And the other people just seems like they're under the wave, drowning in the circumstances of life. Has anybody ever been there?
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
You look and you say, well, you know, Pastor Cook, I might be a little bit more like those people flipping around in the wave than I want to be. You might be the person who says, since I graduated high school and I had all these dreams and visions of what I would be, yeah, I'm not even there. I'm not even half of that. But that's all right. We're going to teach you today 5 keys to unleash success in your life. The boy who's on top of the wave, just smiling and grinning, he's riding the same wave, but he's riding on top of it. He's going through easily. And the other people just seems like they're under the wave, drowning in the circumstances of life. Has anybody ever been there? Won't ask you if you're there now, but you know what I'm saying. Drowning in the circumstances. What's happened? Somebody learned something. That guy up there knows something. He's a person. I'm a person. Life is life. Wave is a wave. The waves keep coming one after the other, but there's definitely a difference between our understanding of the wave. He knows how to surf it, so he rides and he enjoys it. You don't know how to surf it, it's flipping you all over the place and it's not fun. Jesus came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Now, he came, you're going to have life whether he came or not. But the question is whether you're going to have it more abundantly or less abundantly. Jesus came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Now, in the description of Jesus, would you think it's more the man on the wave or Jesus came to give you the kind of under the wave life? He paid the price for you to be on top of the wave. He paid the price for you to surf, but that's why he says, if you obey my commandments, if you follow my word, if you go to the school of life's education, the word of God, you will learn how to surf through life. And you won't be moved by these waves and these tides. This is a fact for everybody. Any problem that I have because I didn't take the right surfer lesson or didn't pay attention. Things don't just come up. Things don't happen by accident. It is a law, a spiritual, immutable, irrefutable law that whatsoever you sow unto, you'll reap. There's something, any challenge I have, there's somewhere where I sowed a seed for. Oh, no, that didn't happen. Well, somebody sowed a seed. Maybe it was your parents and you didn't dig that seed up yet. But you can dig it up because you're grown. You can go take surfer lessons. Your parents may not have surfer lessons, but you can take them. So if you get grown and you didn't take them, that's your fault. Can't go blaming generations before and other folks like some people try and do. Open your Bibles to Habakkuk 2, and we'll take a look in the Word of God there. Habakkuk 2, popular verse. Habakkuk may not be that popular, but the verse is popular. Habakkuk is one of the minor prophets before the New Testament begins. It says, the Lord answered me, and he said, what? Well, why can't I just have a little image floating in my head? Well, I got to write it. Well, the Lord says so. He said, follow his commandments. Now, God says, write the vision and make it plain upon tables. For what purpose? That you may run with it. Now, I want you to write down point number one for the 5 keys of unleashing success in your life. Set your goals. The word of God says, if you want to run with a vision to where you bring it to fulfillment, guess what you got to do? You got to set. You have to set it. Don't be walking around with this fanciful thought or ideal in your head. You got to take this thing and you got to get it written down, and you got to set that goal written down, make it plain upon tables so that you can run with it, all those that read it. We have the vision of our church in the church bulletin. You know what? Many of you all, when it was just me with the vision, I shared it with Helen. It was me and Helen with the vision. I shared it with Deanna, me, Helen, and Deanna with the vision. Then I shared it with the first member, and it was me and them with the vision. It was so forth. And whatever number you are, you got the vision. We wrote it down. Now you can see it and run with it. And other people will come along to help you fulfill the vision when it's written down. Yes. People ask you, where are you going? And people don't have any idea. They have no idea where they're going. If you want to succeed in life and unleash that successful life and learn to surf and ride the wave, you've got to get to the point where you write it down. You've got to bring your hopes, bring your dreams and visions into fruition by writing them down and then running with them until they're completed.
Yes.
A successful person sets goals. He aims for success. A lazy person aims at nothing and usually hits it. Nothing. Unless a vision is written down with the plan to accomplish it, it's only a dream. I have a dream, it's a good thing, but if you don't put some legs to a dream, it doesn't come to pass. You've got to start with a dream. All of us dream of being more. All of us dream of doing better. You start with a dream, that's fine. But if you don't have it written down, it's only a dream. And a dream is not a goal until it's set on paper with the required steps to achieve it. So if you make a goal, you got to write that vision, write that intangible dream down, and then set the steps that you need in order to fulfill it. That's what's required to set a goal. Some people just dream a worthy accomplishment. A lot of people dream. Some people just dream of worthy accomplishments while others actually wake up and set goals to achieve them. Some people do. They spend their whole life dreaming of worthy, worthwhile, admirable, amiable accomplishments, but they spend their whole life with a dream, but they never wake up to go set plans to accomplish it. It's good you have a dream. You can die with a smile on your face. It's kind of like hope and faith. You know, hope has you smiling while the ship is sinking. Faith actually picks up the roar and start rowing out of there and start bailing water out so the buck thing doesn't sink. Hope will give you a smile, boy. Everything, oh man, this is my life is so, oh boy, one day, someday. Someday never comes unless you make good use of today.
Yeah, exactly.
Faith makes good use today because faith is that corresponding action.
Today's message has been titled, 5 Keys to Unleashing Success in Your Life. So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God. Develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
GHS Custom Woodwork Incorporated, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a